Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Wednesday, July 28th. And, you know, coming through the end of July, I can't believe how time has gone by. I hope that you are all enjoying your July. Maybe you're at the beach. Maybe you're in the mountains. Maybe you're doing something fun. I know that you're probably spending a little bit more money this year than you were last July. And maybe you've got a question about when it makes sense to take the splurge, when you shouldn't take the splurge, if it's any kind of question around that and how that might derail some of your financial priorities, why don't you give us a holler? Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Today, we're going to talk to Nick from Milwaukee, and we're going to be talking about mortgages. Here's our conversation with Nick.
I just recently purchased a house.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Had a condo before that, which I sold, and I've made enough from the sale that I can pay down my mortgage to where I no longer have PMI.
Great.
And I was wondering, I have the option of doing a recast and kind of reset the payments on the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if there would be any benefit to doing that if I'm, in the long term, if I'm paying, say, the same amount each month. Would there be any benefit to recasting and paying extra or just paying the normal payment now, which would be about as much as I can afford anyway?
Okay, so let's go back for a second. You sold a condo and you bought a new home. How much did you pay for the new home?
$125.
Okay, and the mortgage amount that you have for this home is how much? What's the outstanding, what did you borrow, the total amount?
$118.
Okay. What do you mean? So how do you not have PMI?
Well, I bought the house before I sold the condo, so I had to wait to get the money.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you now. So how much equity do you have to be able to pay down this mortgage? What did you get out of the condo sale?
I got about $30,000 out of it, mm-hmm. but I had to buy appliances for the house. It didn't come with any, and there were some other expenses. So I'm going to be putting about $20,000 in.
So you have $20,000 available, essentially. And so mm-hmm. you're going to say to the mortgage company, let's just use round numbers. I bought this thing for $125,000, and now I want a $100,000 mortgage, right? Essentially, right? You're going to pay it down. And mm-hmm. they're saying to you, okay, if you pay down this much equity, you can either have a payment that's exactly the same as what you had, including your PMI, or how much? What's the recast give you? Like, how much is the monthly savings?
I don't know that yet, actually.
Okay. Does it cost money to do the recast? Do they do it for fees? Or what's the story with that?
They said there'd be about $150 in fees.
Oh, okay. I probably would recast it. Do you know what the rate is going to be? Is it going to be the exact same rate just without?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have them recast it. You know, it's a 30-year fixed rate. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, recast it. Hopefully your mortgage payment will go down a touch. And what you do with that extra money is a different question. So tell us. And then don't make any extra payments. Don't do anything. So just keep whatever the lower payment is, fine. Even if it's $50 a month, I don't care. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. How old are you?
33.
Married, single?
Single.
Okay. And do you have a job?
Yes.
Are you using a retirement plan through work?
Yes.
How much are you putting into your retirement plan?
7%.
Okay. How much do you earn right now?
$50,000 a year.
50? 50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once you have the mortgage amount, once you're sort of like at this new level, whatever it is, you said you probably don't have tons of extra money, but do you have an emergency reserve fund that you have, like just some, not the proceeds from the condo sale, but do you have some money that's just safe money for yourself?
Yeah, I have a bunch of savings bonds, about $11,000 worth.
Oh, perfect. That's great. Okay. So what I would say is this. Again, you're going to save some money on a monthly basis. You may want to beef up your emergency reserves just a tiny bit, just because, you know what? As you said, you own a house now. Things happen. Someone gave me very good advice in the real estate business. They said, you know, it's a pretty good idea to have some money set aside just for being a homeowner, essentially, you know, 1 or 2% of the purchase price, just to have that every year. You're going to have things that happen. So what I would say is the $11,000 in the savings bonds is sacrosanct. Don't move it. Beef up your savings a little bit, and then you can actually increase your contribution to your 401k. Maybe you go up to 10%. And that's what you do with that extra money that you have on hand every single month. That's a better use of your money than plowing every single dollar into your mortgage and then also, you know, using that higher payment to pay your mortgage down faster. I'd rather use your money today to put money into the retirement plan. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what I would do.
All right.
All right. Recast, get a lower payment. The money you save every month, shovel into the retirement account, okay? If you have a question about your mortgage, and I know 7 million people actually refinanced last year, a couple million more probably could refinance right now. If you got a question, just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, or if you're on the website, jillonmoney.com. Maybe you are watching a TV appearance or checking out our resource section. If you're on the website, just hit the contact button and we'll get your note. We would love to have you on the program with us. Just let us know if you want to come on. If you're sheepish, don't worry. We can change your name. I've been known to help you figure out the best secret identity for yourself so that you can get your questions answered and not feel too exposed. It's very easy. Send us your note. Please let us try to help you. In fact, let us help you so that you can spend your energy helping someone else. Why don't you put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today? Thank you very much for listening. Grit, growth, grace. How about a little gratitude too? We'll talk to you tomorrow.